Whitley, what does it mean, hybrids? What is that?
Well, it means, in this case, in somebody who has somehow been affected by genetic manipulation. In other words, they are hybridized. They are made different. Like, for example, gen food, genetically modified corn or beets, those are hybrids. One of the things, the objections immediately that you hear from people who don't think too clearly about this and have some scientific education, when you say, well, possibly could there be alien-human hybrids, they say, oh, absolutely not. The DNA would be too different. But when you can put the DNA from fish into fruit and the DNA from spiders into greens in order to change the nature of how they function and what they do, I have a feeling it might not be all that difficult. The reason I think that is this. When we look out across the universe, insofar as we are able to do so, we never see areas of the universe, or we do, we see very small areas of the universe where it's clear that the laws that are unfolding there are different from what we know here. We can always explain how gravity works. Stars burn every time we see one in the same general way and according to large patterns that we've come to understand. There's no evidence that gravity is different anywhere else. Therefore, why would DNA be, why would anyone say that on another planet, oh, well, aliens are just completely different from us in every detail? Not if they lived on a planet that functions like ours does and orbits a star similar to the sun. They might be quite strikingly similar to us in a lot of respects, including the way they're built, their DNA, in other words. And they might find things from us that they would want. And they might have, for example, if they were not able to live here comfortably, and I'll tell you why. What I'm talking about, when you used to have people up at our cabin in upstate New York, We often would have groups there, and there would be, the visitors would show up. This wasn't something that happened just to me in the dead of the night like they'd like you to believe. It happened like we had whole groups of people come, and I used to warn people, don't touch the visitors. If you do, you will get a tremendous allergic reaction, and that happened.
Interesting.
It happened one night. It was a particularly clear situation where this visitor came in and sat first on one lady's bed and asked her what we wanted. We had a low-light camera set up in the hall, so that was obviously what we wanted. And she said you could go down that hall. And he touched her, and she held his hand for a moment. And then it went out, and of course we had nothing on the camera, but that was my frustration and remains. I won't even get into it. It was so annoying. But in any case, the next morning she was puffed up like a balloon. I was afraid we were going to have to take her to the hospital.
Wow.
Because of the allergic reaction. Now, what if they wanted to do things that made it possible for them to be here without stuff like that happening? Hybrids might be an answer.
They could be. Now, this combining, this mix of human, alien, how would they do it?
Well, I know how we do genetic manipulation, and it's a very rough process. In other words, you just basically fire the genes into the cells that you want them to land in until that starts to happen.
Right.
And some of the cells that you're firing them into begin to reproduce and take the gene that you're trying to combine. And from there, you build up a whole hybridized variant of whatever you're changing. That's how we do it. Now, I don't think that our visitors are all that far ahead of us. I have a lot of reasons in observing their science. I think there's one area that they understand very well that we don't understand very well at all, which is gravity. But in any case, in terms of their more mechanical sciences, they might very well be using systems that are quite similar to what we use. But if you had a more precise way of implanting the new DNA into cells, you might be able to create very, very subtle hybridized variants. But I have to say, from what I've seen and heard about, it ain't so subtle. And I'm not so sure that they've been working out all that well either.
Yeah. Realistically, how far advanced would they be from us? The 1,000 years, 10,000 years?
I don't think so.
What do you think?
I would say that in terms of things like artificial intelligence, 50 years maybe.
That's all?
Oh, yeah. In terms of something like metallurgy, Robert Sauerbacher, who I spoke to years ago, he's passed away, in fact, oddly enough, the day after I talked to him. He had worked on some of this material, and he said that when the electron, he was an old guy even then, back in the mid-80s, I guess it was 86, he said that when the electron microscope was invented, they were able to see that it had been welded at the molecular level, the metal had, and that this strange metal that he had observed, that he was taken, was led to believe it come from aliens. And we're far from that. We're far from that. We're not going to be welding things at the atomic or molecular level for at least another 100 years.
Okay. And their propulsion system assuming that's how they're getting here in physical craft, has got to be way, way more advanced.
Well, if they are not from here, and remember, I don't even know if they're, I don't know what they are. I wouldn't say that they're necessarily from another planet. I know there, we've had in the past few years a lot of breakthroughs that are beginning to suggest quite strongly that parallel universes are physically real.